This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today on the second weekend of December. Huge show this week. My first guest, a friend of mine for many years, Deal or No Deal. Howie Mandel will be joining us. Charlie Daniels with his Christmas CD will be here. David Bossy, who has penned a book about the enemies of Trump, the inside information with regards to our president. He wrote a fantastic book, and we'll be talking to him about that. We'll talk about Christmas gift giving with Paul Zahn. Next hour, Kevin Sorbo will be here. Bernie the Dolphin is his brand new movie. Don McDonald will be joining us. He has a special on Destination America called Bigfoot. Comedian Paula Poundstone and Dana Johnson will tell us about a unique way to shop this Christmas. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Seggi today. I'm going to pause when we come back. My first guest, first hour, Deal or Deal, Howie Mandel.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. Well, our next guest is known for many things. One of the things on our show that he's known for is the fact that he's been with us many, many times in the past, but we haven't talked to him in a while, so I'm very anxious to get back with him. And he's going to be premiering with a show that's coming up this week, okay, the 12th, and then we'll be on a regular schedule starting the 19th with Deal or No Deal and our friend Howie Mandel. Hi, Howie. Nice to have you back again, my friend.
It's good to be back.
You know, I've been at Universal for over 25 years, and the one time, the very one time that I go on hiatus, you come down here and film Deal or No Deal at Universal Studios. What are the chances of that?
Well, they asked me to come, and I said, well, Ron, give me Ron's schedule, and I got your schedule, and as soon as I knew you weren't there,
you
were locked it in.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I locked it in.
There's a man.
I don't want the mystery of your voice. I didn't want to break that mystery. You know, they say you don't want to meet your heroes, and you are my hero.
Oh.
And I love talking to you, and I love working with you. I just didn't want to see you in person because I knew that you, not me, that you would be disappointed.
Yeah, because I know what you look like, and there's no disappointment there. But, you know, early days in radio, I used to get these phone calls from these young ladies late at night saying, hi, Ron, what are you doing after you get off the air? And then I would go meet them, all right? Mistake number one.
Can I tell you something, Ron? If the women have the exact same voice as you just mentioned, I wouldn't have gone and met them. They sound sounded like you.
Well, and I'm a little bit of a narcissist. If it sounds like me, that's already two belts in my favor. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Hey, congratulations on this, though. All getting aside for the fact that I missed you. Deal or no deal. Now, this Wednesday, there will be back-to-back new episodes from 8 o'clock and the 9 Eastern time.
CNBC is the new home.
Yeah.
CNBC is the new home of Deal or No Deal at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. And I can't think of a better home for this show. That this network is all about money. Deal or No Deal is all about money. This will encompass, you know, and they've been switching more to entertainment, but entertainment with kind of a takeaway. If you think of The Prophet or even Shark Tank, you know, those are where you learn something. Now this is a show that's even more in the broadcast kind of entertainment value, in the sense that a 5-year-old or a 95-year-old can sit down and join you. And not only are you going to be compelled by this great piece of entertainment and this emotional roller coaster, but I think there's some takeaway. I think you could scream at the TV and you can discuss, and it's risk versus reward, and it's incredibly relatable because there's no skill involved. There's no trivia. There's no physical acumen. There's just, you know, just play the game. And anybody, you know, and it goes to show you, like, even since the show has been on the air, it's a huge hit, even at Dave and Buster's for the kids, to play the Deal or No Deal game in arcades, you know, or in casinos. They have the slot machine. So it's still a brand that people know and recognize, and now it's back bigger and better than ever. Still the $1 million, still 26 models, new banker. She's a female. She's shrewd, and she's a big force to contend with. You know, you have to go up against, because the contestant is now given one little twist where they can counteroffer
right
once a game, and they can negotiate. So that gives them a little more control than just luck.
I'll be honest with you. I like that counteroffer situation, because that kind of puts it in the realm of, hey, you know, let's bargain on the sticker price a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's got to make sense.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, you can't just say, you can't get an offer for $100,000 and say, I'll tell you what, $1 million, I'll go.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. So it's got to make sense.
You mentioned the fact of being on CNBC. Now, of course, anybody who is familiar with CNBC, and that's everybody, knows that, of course, during the day it's a lot of news with the business news network. But at night, as you alluded to, you got The Prophet, Shark Tank, Leno's Garage, The Deed, American Greed, which fits right in. So this show on that channel is a no-brainer.
That's what I said.
That's what I said, too.
And I'm thrilled that they, you know, they asked me to be a part of it. You know, they bought the show, and then they came to me and said, Howie, do you want to host again?
But wait a minute now.
Yes, please.
Somewhere along the line, somebody told me that you are not only the host, but also the executive producer these days. So you're not just...
But as the executive producer, I am.
Okay.
I am. But
okay,
there's, you know, Scott St. John and Michonne Nix and all the people at Truly TV and CNBC put it together as executive producer. I was involved with craft service. For those that don't know the business, I put together the snack array backstage.
My experience with craft service is when they asked me to be in a Superman series, and they said, you're an extra, so you sit at the table without the doily type of table cover, and the main actors sit at the table with the little wax paper table covers. You know, you have to have that distinction.
Well, I'll tell you, Deal or No Deal, maybe we got not such a good deal. We had no doilies.
No doilies, okay.
I haven't heard the word doily in a long time.
I haven't
doilies,
either. I can't believe I said that.
That's a new game, Doily or No Doily.
Doily or No Doily, hosted by Howie Mandel, because you're, you know, so used to saying Deal or No Deal, doily and no doily would fit in great. You know when you hit a chord with the American public, when the name of a show or a line in the show becomes like a vocabulary part, you know, like,
yeah,
give me a break.
I don't know what give me a break.
I guess the line I'm thinking of, which is going down.
Wasn't it amazing when a show has a line you can't even remember? Deal or No Deal has a line like that, too.
No, but I've seen television.
What's the line from Deal or No Deal that we don't remember?
Is this a deal or no deal?
There you go.
There you go.
Remember that one. So that's better than give me a break.
What is Dynamite? What show is Dynamite from?
Good Times.
Good Times. Okay. Well, that was close. You know, give me a break. Good Times. Give me a break. Now, you have some really exciting guests on this show. You got a guy that's coming in from Brooklyn native. That's always a good kind of guest. You got a couple that wants to go back to their farm life in Ohio and win $1 million. And are you involved, Howie, at all in the process of finding these very well-heeled, level-headed contestants?
I am not. The casting is just very relatable people, most from, you know, all walks of life, and all different, it kind of reflects what America is and who America is, and that's really important as, when you're doing a television show, to have somebody standing on that stage that is like your uncle, that is like your mom, that is like your kid, that you can relate to, so that when they're playing the game, you could sit there and go, if I was in that position and I had $100,000 offered to me, this is what I would do. And it's all about relatability, and I think our casting department does a great job in picking people that you want to root for, that you want to win, and
everything else.
I think that's the key. The people are the key to this show. This is just pure humanity. I love the people that come and play, and my whole thrust as a host is to make sure that you leave better off economically.
I'm not saying this because you're on the show and you've been a friend of ours for a long time, but you do one hell of a job. Now, let me just remind everybody, on December 12th, at 8 o'clock Eastern and 9 o'clock Eastern, they will have back-to-back episodes. Then, beginning on December 19th, during the great Christmas holiday season, there'll be new episodes of Deal or No Deal, airing Wednesdays at their permanent time, 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. 31-hour episodes were filmed at, as we mentioned before, Universal Studios, Florida. You know, I saw something that you did on America's Got Talent last season that really shocked me. I congratulate you for doing this. You went up on the stage, and you were so impressed by the talent that you hugged the talent. I don't think I've ever seen you hug anyone on television.
Well, hugging is not shaking hands. I'm okay with hugging. I'm okay. I have three children. Just hand-to-hand combat is not my thing. Body-to-body, I'm okay with.
Yeah, it's funny she mentioned it, because when I mentioned it, my wife said, he'll hug, he just won't shake hands. And, of course, my first question was, how do you know that? And that was a little bit of a dicey situation. Take it all, how we do it, mobbed, and 13th seasons of America's Got Talent, and Howie Mandel's animals doing things on National Geographic. What a career, including a touring schedule. Now, with all of this stuff, can you still go out on tour, Howie?
I do tour, yeah. I have a comedy special coming out in January on Showtime.
Great.
I tour all the time.
That's great. That's fantastic. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years since Deal or No Deal ended. That is scary when you think about it. That's a long time, and it just seems like yesterday.
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. Boy, there's a line you never hear anymore, That and doily is two things you very seldom hear anymore. But
I love to come on that show and reminisce.
There you go. It's an oldie show. We're all in that category. Hey, Howie, congratulations, though, okay? The premiere is coming up on the 12th, and then on the 19th, it'll start at 9 o'clock permanently. It's called Deal or No Deal with the host and now executive producer, Howie Mandel. Howie, do me a favor. After the first of the year, come back and let's talk about the special you're going to be doing, okay?
Love to.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Howie. Nice having you back again, okay, my friend? Bye-bye. Howie Mandel has been our guest, friend of our show for many, many years. And Deal or No Deal is back on CNBC coming up on the 12th. And then on the 19th, you'll have it every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern. And as we mentioned, on CNBC. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. A little reminder, if you'd like to hear our latest show on demand, then go to our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. And when you land there, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you'll hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're coming right back, so don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Old Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Folks dressed up like Eskimos.
I love that music. We're back live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. And that's part of a brand new CD that is out right now. And it's done by our friend, Grammy Award winning artist, Charlie Daniels. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing sensational. And thank you for coming out with this CD.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's actually a compilation of three other albums that we did. The first one was an album of, I should say CD. I show my age here.
No, I agree. And I'm understanding it, so how do you think I feel?
The first one was a CD of original songs. The second one was kind of standard-type Christmas songs, secular and gospel. And the third one was a bluegrass record, so we put them all together. Spoken word things, a St. Luke's version of the Christmas story, and a Caroline Christmas Carol, a story that I wrote.
But the Caroline Christmas Carol, that you read that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I wrote it, and I read it.
And that's the way to do it. The name of the CD is Hallelujah, It's Christmas Time Again. And there's a real nice aspect to this, aside from the fact that you get the talent of one of the best, Charlie Daniels. All the proceeds are donated to the Armed Services YMCA for Operation Outdoors. Charlie, tell us about this.
There's a lot of good charities out there. We all know about the Wounded Warriors and the Operation Yellow Ribbon and Fisher House and all that. All very, very good. And I'm very proud to be a part of it, and we want to thank everybody for doing it.
And I think that it's important to note that this nonprofit organization is a camp program that will assist the children of military personnel during deployment. Just cannot, under any circumstance, look away from that. You know what I'm saying?
That's for doggone sure. We can never do enough for our service folks. We owe them an unpayable debt of gratitude.
And, you know, your contribution to so many charities is, I think, the thing that makes Charlie Daniels so unique, not only from music, but from a personal standpoint. You got a big show coming up Monday at the Ryman Theater.
Yes, we do. At Ryman Auditorium, it's Christmas for Kids, which is benefits of underprivileged children here in the Nashville area. It's a kind of a unique thing, the way it started. The drivers that drive for the artists here in town started many years ago, going to a point and picking up a busload of underprivileged children and taking and giving them some money and taking them to a big retail outlet and letting them shop. And this is an expansion on that they do the same thing, but we're able to give more money to more children because of this concert. The big-heartedness of the Nashville area.
And as a result of that, they even take the youngsters through the tour buses, which are pretty neat, and they get to meet some of the stars. And this has been going on, like you said, for, what, 25 years?
A good long time. I've been involved with it for a good while myself. It started a long time ago.
Charlie, you know, I say this affectionately because I'm a big fan of what you do,
But when you think of Charlie Daniels and the crossover stuff, it's like listening to Ray Charles, where he could do rock, soul, country. I mean, that is Charlie Daniels. I mean, whether it's bluegrass, whether it's a little bit of rock, whether it's country, you cover all the titles.
Well, you know, at the time I came along back many, many years ago, there were not near as many radio stations as there is now, and I came up in small towns and rural areas of the South, and they were not formatted for one kind of music. They had to play something for everybody. So they played country music in the morning and music for ladies that were at home doing housework at the mid-morning. And by the time the kids came home from school, they played whatever the pop music of the day was, which at one time was big band and kind of morphed into the rock and then the Elvis era and the Beatles era and the Bob Dylan era. I was exposed to just so many different kinds of music coming up that I think it's just I got ready to do original music and it just kind of stayed with me. And that's my musical taste and my musical output.
I think that's where the extreme talent takes place, because there is a widening of demographics that you appeal to. I mean, I worked for those radio stations, Charlie, and it's kind of funny because we would play the Beatles, we would play the Rolling Stones, the Lovin' Spoonful, and the Singing Nun all in the same day.
That was a great time for that's a great time for music with that kind of variety.
It was good because you had the crossover hits. I mean, you wouldn't have had people, you know, like Glenn Campbell, some of Elvis's material, Ronnie Dove, and Patsy Cline that crossed over into that top 40 chart. Now, if you're not a specific type of music born on a specific day when the full moon was rising over the Northwest, if you're not in there, you're not in their format, you know?
That's true. Yeah. That's very true.
How many days a year out of the year do you tour?
We do 90 to 100 dates a year, which probably necessitates 150 to 175 days on the road. We do 10 Grand Ole Opry appearances and some recording and, you know, all the things that kind of go into making up the career of a professional entertainer, which a lot of it's above the waterline and a lot of it's below the waterline. You don't really see, you know, a lot of the stuff that you do, like what we're doing now, the interviews. And I probably end up this year somewhere maybe a little south of 300 interviews.
Really?
You travel 7,500,000 miles a year, and, you know, you're doing something all the time, which is the way I like it. I like staying busy. I like being involved in what I do, and I just thank God I can make a living doing something I enjoy. Something.
Well, and it's a tribute to your success, too, because you can't do that unless people continually come out to see you, and that is always the case. Cross over a lot of areas, even great on Geico commercials.
Well, I think I'm not as good as the lizard is.
No, I liked your part better, Matt. For those people who may not know this, Charlie was, of course, the responsible for the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, and most recently nominated for the Country Music Award for Vocal Event of the Year for his performance. When you look at some of the stuff that comes out today from the country arena, Charlie, is more rock and roll than it is country. You know, it's funny, country went over to rock and roll, now it sounds like country is more rock and roll. I mean, am I imagining that?
I don't think you're imagining it at all, but I think it's more of the kind of rock that was happening 20 years ago, basically. Or that's the way I hear it, as opposed to what's considered present day. Country's just kind of good time rock and roll now, you know, just that kind of straight ahead sort of thing. A kind of rockabilly in a way.
Yeah.
Rockabilly on steroids.
That's pretty funny.
You know, I don't know what rock is anymore. It's kind of an ambiguous term.
Well, the Christmas album is called Hallelujah. It's Christmas Time Again. It is the brainchild of Charlie Daniels.
Sounds good to me, partner.
Hey, Charlie, thank you so much. Happy holiday. Thanks for doing this project, okay?
God bless you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. My pal, Charlie Daniels. He is one classy guy. And I'm going to play a little bit more from his CD right now on Ron Said She Today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Another shakeup at the White House. Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position in a few weeks.
John will be leaving at the end of the year.
President Trump confirmed earlier reports that he will be leaving.
I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
For months, the relationship between the president and his chief of staff has been strained, with Kelly's authority dwindling. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, taking over some of the responsibilities. The vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is expected to replace Kelly. The president has also tweeted his pick for chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff. Four-star Army General Mark Milley, who is currently the Army Chief of Staff. He still has to go before the Senate to get confirmation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I have in front of me a book, Trump's Enemies, How Deep State is Undermining the President. Joining us right now is David Bossie. Hi, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh,
Well, thanks for having me.
He has served as the president of the Citizens United since 2001, a Fox News contributor, and in August of 2016 served as deputy campaign manager for Donald Trump for president, and then a deputy executive director for the presidential transition team. And this book is done very, very well, but I have to be honest with you. I don't know how you and Corey are able to keep such current events between these covers when the tide is turning so quickly day by day, hour by hour.
Yeah, it's a challenge every day to write a book that's going to be, you know, still interesting and relevant when it comes out. It's a constant battle, but, you know, we get a chance to spend a lot of time with the president. We get a chance to visit with him. We see him. We talk to him a lot. We travel with him a lot. So we get a unique perspective on things, and we kind of have a, you know, our own little crystal ball. We try to figure out where things are headed. So we're always cognizant of the fact that, you know, this president under siege, and the vast left-wing conspiracy that's out to get him is never going to stop.
David, is this probably the first president in American history never to have a honeymoon period after being elected?
Yeah. It's a great question. I mean, he's never had, even from the moment he won, he's always been under siege. And then we learned during the transition, you know, that that he was under investigation even during the campaign. So it's crazy to think about these people who use the power of their badges and the FBI to undermine his candidacy, to actually work to try to defeat him from being elected.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite astonishing, and I hope it is never happens again. That is something that is remarkable. It should frighten every American. And one of the reasons to educate all the Americans out there today about what happened is so it does not happen again.
You talk about the president being sabotaged within his own administration. He has the same problems within the House as he has outside the House. You even tell a story how the White House aides didn't want you to have a face-to-face meeting because they were afraid that they could not control Trump as many of the staff wanted to do, which to me would be a very difficult thing even to try to think that they could do that.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, Washington staffs, their power is in their ability to keep a president boxed in. So they only allow the information flow that they want, they choose. And this president's a very unorthodox guy. He likes to talk to a lot of people. He likes to get ideas from a lot of people. He's a businessman, and he runs the presidency like a business. He runs the government like a business. He wants to learn as much as he can, and then he makes a decision and he moves on. Washington's not used to that. And so you have the gatekeepers at the White House who look at guys like us, and they feel threatened by it, to be quite honest. They look at us and they say, oh, you know, they bring out the worst in the president, and our position is that we bring out the best in the president, that he has the best political instincts of anybody we've ever worked with. He understands what got him elected. He says what he means, and he means what he says. He's not an average politician. He is, as I said, a businessman who is the president of the United States, and he's running it as such.
Well, I think probably, David, the biggest point there is the fact that we needed a business person in government because, as I've always said, in order to really know what's going on in the world, you've had to at least make one payroll in your life to know what it's like on a Friday afternoon to do that. He's done that several times. Now you take people like John Kelly, who has not been in that environment, believes, as you say in the book, that the president should be caged. And I don't think that the people around him realize that this is his nature because he is a businessman. Now, you know, we talked about the tweeting issue. The positive part is he takes the message right to the people. The negative, I think sometimes, David, is the tone.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's what people say to us across the country is they wish he had a different style, they have a different tone. And today I get a phone call from a network White House correspondent, well, somebody, every American knows who it is, called me today and was like, oh, the president's so restrained this week. Look at what he's doing with the Bush. You know, he invited the Bushes over to Blair House, and that's who he is. I mean, the president is somebody who, you know, during the campaign is a fighter, and he's going to fight you, but he's able to put it behind him. So if you look at the example of Lindsey Graham and the president,
yeah.
Their relationship was very contentious during the primaries. Lindsey Graham was running for president, you know, and he got into a lot of scuffles, and the president even gave out his cell phone number once. It was a very famous time. He gave gave out his cell phone number, and Lindsey Graham made a videotape of himself destroying his cell phone like 100 different ways. It was very funny. He put it in a blender. He had it run over by a car. He threw it out a window. And Lindsey Graham used some humor. But after Donald Trump got elected 2 years ago, Lindsey Graham's been a tremendous asset to this president.
Yeah.
The two of them have developed an incredible relationship. They play golf about once a month together because they have formed a relationship and a friendship based on being adversaries. It's a stronger one. You look at some of the great leaders in history. They put together some of their opponents together around them because they know they're going to make them better leaders. And so this president will work with anybody if they will work with him. And that's just been true his whole life.
You mentioned in the book, the United States is not a democracy, but rather a democratic republic. What do you mean by that, David?
You know, look, our founders developed this country 200 plus years ago. We have a system here in this country, and the way this president, his fight with Congress, we have a representative democracy, and that is that, you know, we get members of Congress by population base. Each state has their own allotted number of congressmen based on their population, and we have two senators per state, no matter how big your state is or small your state is, no matter how big or small it is from a population standpoint. And that's the thing about, you know, what the Democrats do. They don't like the system, so they want to change it. So they don't like that we put the Supreme Court in. Maybe they say, oh, well, maybe we change the number on the Supreme Court. They don't like that Wyoming has as many senators as California, so let's change the way we do that. They don't like the Electoral College because they lost. Let's change the Electoral College. We have a system in place that's been very successful for this country because we grab a hold of it and hold it and cherish it. We don't just change with the wind, because if we did that, Antifa and, you know, the Black Lives Matter crowd would be running roughshod over us because we would be changing our tune every single day.
Right.
We wouldn't have a country. Look, this president is a principled conservative who is somebody who, you know, got elected, as I said, because he put forth an America First agenda that 60 plus million Americans chose and voted for him. We look at the people around him. We look at members of Congress in both parties. In our own party, I look at Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and John Kasich, you know, and people like that who have fought this president every step of the way. No matter how good of a job he's doing, they can't see anything good in it. And it's all because of his style. They don't like his brash. He says what he means and means what he says. These types of people think that all politicians should just fall into line. We get in line with the Washington swamp, the way it works here, and that they should do things that presidents should just acquiesce to the powers that be, meaning the establishment on both parties. And that's just not how this guy is made. It's not how he has been, and it's not how he's going to be the next.
He gets a lot of attacks for how he profiles the American media, and he's right. I mean, they are out of control. But, you know,
right.
One of the most beloved presidents in our history, Abraham Lincoln, jailed negative press reporters. So this is not something that is new to the American scene, and certainly by a president who has been revered for 150 years.
That's right. Look, in our book, we did a 45-minute wide-ranging interview with the president. The first time he'd done an interview for a book in his presidency. So we were very honored to have it. And in that, we ask him what his greatest accomplishment is. And his greatest accomplishment, he believes, is to educate the American people on the fake news media, that 90% of the coverage is negative, and vast majority of it is just fake. That they want to create their own narratives. They use facts and figures based on the narrative that they believe and want to spread. And then they all do it in coordination, I mean, the media. And I agree with him. I think that he has done a great service to upend the mainstream media in this country. It doesn't mean we don't respect it. It doesn't mean that we don't have a free and open press. We do. And he doesn't care if he gets a negative story. He just wants to be an accurate story.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, David, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a horrendous schedule, but I invite you to come back and join us again because there are so many questions, and the book is fantastic. Corey Lewandowski and David Bossi, who have penned the book called Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the President. You've got to get this. It includes, as David said, an exclusive interview with President Trump. David, would you come back and join us again? This is fascinating.
Would love to. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, and good luck with the book.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Well, let's face it, it's here. I mean, it's not coming. It's here. The gift buying season is upon us, and we need some help. I don't know about everybody else, but I need a ton of help, I'll be honest with you. And joining us right now is a gentleman who is going to help us. He is quite a guy. He has been very close to working with people in marketing their brands like Fergie, 50 Cent, Pitbull. He's a TV host, journalist, lifestyle expert, and our friend Paul Zahn. Hi, Paul. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Happy holidays, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. You got to be a busy, busy man these days with all the things that we want to talk about today and people coming to you and saying, what do I do for Christmas buying? I mean, you got to be like the immediate Santa Claus on deck.
Exactly. I'm just as busy as Santa Claus, you know? You know how it goes.
I know how it goes. So what do we do? Okay, now, you want to do stuff, especially in the technical end of it, that is up to date. You know, if it was up to me, I'd give everybody a slinky, because that's about where I'm technically advanced, okay? But what are some of the things that we can do to satisfy and impress our people that we're going to be giving gifts to, especially the younger generation, when it comes to technical stuff, the high-tech stuff?
Right. You want to get people stuff that's not only fun and functional, but also interactive.
Right.
So something that everybody can enjoy together. So the first item we have, which is pretty cool, is the Samsung Galaxy Note 9. So it's a great addition to Samsung's premium Note family, and it's a pretty spectacular phone. It's for the power users who want it all and demand the best of the best. Now, it's great at taking selfies around the holidays. My three little nieces, we love to get together and take selfies, and this is the perfect phone for it because the camera takes photos even in the low light. So it also has an S Pen, which is a super cool stylus that can be used remotely to easily launch the camera with the press of a button. So you can take a photo from like 30 feet away. So your whole family can line up, can take a photo with the stylus and look great. And it also can control holiday music. I don't know about you, but in my house we have holiday music blasting from November 1 until probably January 5th.
Right. Me too. I love it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
How do you buy a gift, though? Because just to save a few pennies and address a lot of issues at one time, how do you buy something that the entire family can do? I keep on telling my wife, if I gave you a toaster, just think of what it would do to the family, you know, but she just doesn't buy into that. So what do we do when it comes to a gift for the entire family that's high-tech?
Well, I mean, a toaster can bring the entire family together, so I don't know what your wife's talking about. But we have another great item that's perfect for the home, which is the new smart thermostat called Glass by Johnson Controls. So what this does is it integrates with Microsoft Cortana, Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, and it has an air quality monitor that has integrated sensors to monitor indoor air quality, and it adjusts it for you. But you know what's really remarkable? It tracks pollen and air quality outdoors as well.
Wow.
And last, it has a translucent OLED touchscreen display that blends seamlessly with any home design. We want it to look good, functional. Instead of the toaster, you can get this.
I'm going to have to address that issue at some point in my life. Paul, can you get into this stuff at a pretty reasonable price? I mean, because every time someone thinks of the latest, they think that the latest is the most expensive. That's not always the case, is it not?
No, everything's affordable. Everything's definitely affordable, and that's why we have credit cards, you know?
That's right.
We have credit cards.
Good point.
But also, another gift that's perfect for the entire family, because after a big holiday dinner, there's nothing I like more than to sit around and watch some movies. So we have two Disney Pixar gifts. We have The Incredibles 2 and Pixar Shorts Collection Volume 3. They will provide your family with hours of entertainment wherever they want to enjoy it when they pick up the multi-screen edition. So this includes a Blu-ray, a DVD, and a digital copy so you can watch it anywhere. So The Incredibles 2, we know it's the long-awaited sequel to The Incredibles. And then Pixar Shorts Collection Volume 3 actually has 13 shorts on it, including Piper, which won an Academy Award. I don't know about you, but I love the Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, too. What about tech toys, the newest tech toys? Because I have a couple of little munchkins running around, and you don't want to give them something too sophisticated, but you want to gear them up for what is obviously going to be their future.
I mean, I think there are a ton of tech toys, but I think maybe just let them give them actual toys and bikes and stuff like that for them to go outside and play, because I don't think they do that enough.
Right. That's a very, very good idea. That really is. Okay, so now let's talk about something that's maybe not so technical. Other gift ideas, because I got to be honest with you, and you hear this every year. What do you want for Christmas? I don't want anything. I got everything. That's not true. You don't have everything. I don't have a brand new Maserati, you know, but they just don't buy into that one. So what do you give that's kind of a traditional gift?
Well, something that I love that is a traditional gift with sort of a contemporary spin are subscription boxes. So they have everything from, you know, beauty products to actually for men they have sort of shaving kits to there's, you know, beverages like wine and all that. So what it is every month you can somebody can receive a box of different beauty items, so different sort of makeups or creams or stuff like that, or different razors or creams for men. So that's a big trend right now, because instead of just giving dad the razor, give him, you know, a razor or a box every month that really has special and unique things to it.
You know, Paul, that is a sensational idea, because they always talk about the gift that keeps on giving, and that's it. Because typically you get something and you're all excited about it, and then 3 months later you say, I got to get a new one, or this isn't working, or I'm just not fond of it anymore. But if you keep on getting it every month, that's a great idea. How do you get under that system?
Well, there are a bunch of different places online that you can go and find these different subscription boxes. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what your needs are. Yeah.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this, because Dick Clark was a very close friend of mine. Did you work at Dick Clark Productions when Dick was still there?
I did not. I only hosted an American Music Awards pre-show, and it was after with Dick Clark Productions after Dick had passed. But they're one of, you know, they're an amazing, amazing production company. They're amazing to work with, and they're continuing his legacy.
Oh, they're fantastic. I know that you have been on the red carpet before, and I, again, would be remiss to ask you this. It's a little off the subject, but I only did the red carpet once. I think it was for the People's Choice Awards. And I've never been in battle like, you know, Vietnam or Afghanistan, but I got to assume that the red carpet is almost like that. I mean, that was the most bizarre experience I ever had. How do you survive that thing, Paul?
With your elbows. That's how you survive. You take your elbows and you elbow people out of the way, because if you don't get that interview, then you can potentially get in trouble, you know? So you have to have patience, and you just have to sort of try to be nimble and think quick. But it is like a battleground out there trying to get these celebrities to chat.
Ed Brutal, I started at one point, and by the end of the red carpet, I was like three blocks away. They kept pushing me down, pushing me down. Hey, Paul, where can we go for more information on everything that we've talked about and more stuff? Because I'm sure you got a lot of stuff in your bag of goodies.
Definitely, definitely. For more information about all of this, go to tipsontv.com.
Okay. Is it important to start now? Because a lot of people say, I'm going to wait to the very end because I get deals. But is it important to do this now when you talk about so many of these hot items that may not be available or you can't get in time for Christmas?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend starting now, because these are all so hot that they might run out of stock or delivery might take a little while. So I would definitely get these as soon as possible.
That's right. Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us. And if you have any more other ideas between now and the 25th, or you want to join us after the 25th and help us out for Valentine's Day and on and on and on, let us know. We'd love to have you back. You're a good guest.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ron. Take care.
Okay, Paul, a happy holiday to you, my friend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been on-air host, journalist, and lifestyle expert Paul Zahn. Hot holiday gift ideas right here with Ron Segi today, and we'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare.
Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That's going to wrap things up with hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, Howie Mandel, Charlie Daniels, author David Bossi, and Paul Zahn. Next hour, actor Kevin Sorbo will be joining us. His new movie is out right now called Bernie the Dolphin. Later on, a special on Destination America called Bigfoot. Don McDonald will be joining us. Funny lady, Paula Poundstone will be here, and Dana Johnson telling us about a unique way to shop for this Christmas. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, actor Kevin Sorbo.